everybody, and welcome to episode 135 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for Monday, February 14th. No. February 11th. No. The 10th, right? Is it the 10th? It's the 10th, right? Okay, it's the 10th. I just checked, and it is the 10th. February 10th, 2014. I am your host, Mark Kuznez, and I obviously do not understand time or days or anything. So, congratulations on finding this podcast. You're going to enjoy the shit out of it. No sarcasm. Before I get started, I want to talk about the next game club, which is starting right now. This is when it's starting. So I want y'all to do this for me if you want to participate in this game club for next Monday. And the game is To the Moon, which I've already mentioned. So what I want y'all to do is play the introduction and the first act of To the Moon. So do that by next Monday. It should be probably around a few hours. That's it. And then we'll do the second and third act, which are the final acts of the game, for the next one. And then after that, we'll play the holiday special episode that's free. And I'll give links to that when the time comes. So for now, just if you haven't already, pick up a copy of To the Moon. You can get it on Steam. It's available for Mac, PC, Linux. So if you have that, I think it's also a controller. It has controller support, so you don't have to use a keyboard if you don't want. And it's also a fairly light game, so if you don't have the most powerful PC, you should still be able to participate in all that crap. And of course, if you want to let me know what you think about the game and all that, I'm going to write an actual post about it in addition to this, but you can comment on this post, you can comment on that post, you can email Mark, M-A-R-C, at pixelatedsausage.com, or you can, if you feel so inclined, leave a voicemail by dialing 312-772-5874. So do any of those things if you would like to tell me what you think about the game so far and all that crap. So yeah, do all that. Once again, the game is To the Moon, not anything else about moons or stuff. You can watch the movie Moon, which is a really good movie, but that won't help you at all in this. And there are no spark notes for this. Don't go looking for that. There's no point. Where's the fun in that? It's also a relatively cheap game. I think it's about $10. And like I said before, if you purchased one of the recent Humble Bundles, it was part of that. So, yep. To the Moon. First act. And the introduction, of course, because that comes before the first act. But just do those little bits. Shouldn't take you long. One sitting. And you'll be good to go. And then, you know, do whatever. And of course, if you would like to have your voice heard and have it appear on the show without calling, you can always just record an MP3 and email that to me as well. And that way your voice will probably sound a lot better. So yeah. Now on to the rest of the show. So I haven't played too much that I can remember. I feel like last time I podcasted was 10 years ago. But I did play some more TMNT Out of the Shadows, and I'm not really liking the game anymore. But I did finally try the arcade mode, which is more of a traditional, I don't want to say traditional, but it's more along the lines of the 2.5D side-scrolling arcade games like, I'm going to say Hyperstone Heist, but nobody likes that one because that's the Sega one. But Turtles in Time, or the old TMNT arcade game. And that actually is pretty fun. And the reason for that is because, one, you don't have to deal with the awful, 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 awful camera that plagues the regular campaign. And two, you don't have to deal with the awful, 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 awful camera. What is a, how did I get from camera to cramble? What is cramble? I don't know. Thank you, dyslexia. But yeah, the camera is so awful. And since you don't have to deal with it because it's a fixed camera in the arcade mode, it makes the game a lot more fun. And I've said before that I do like the art style of the game. I think it looks good. I like the realistic take on the turtles. You know, there are other things. I mean, like the little comic cutscenes look pretty crappy. The story and all that stuff is garbage, but I do think it looks good. And also, maybe I'm not noticing it as much, or maybe it's not there, but the screen tearing doesn't seem to be as problematic or apparent in the arcade mode. Though I feel like it's kind of diminished a bit in the regular mode too. The one thing that does suck still about the arcade mode is that it is the same combat system, so the countering, which is not, I don't want to say it's broken, but it's nowhere near up to par with, you know, Batman or Assassin's Creed or anything, because I'm not sure if the window for you to counter is very small, but there's also the problem where there's not often a very apparent on-screen notification that you have successfully countered an attack. The one way in which I pretty much exclusively know if I've countered something or not, unless I like attacked right away and then somehow I did like a move that attacked them while countering. But other than that, the only way I know that I actually countered someone is if my combo was still, you know, I didn't lose my combo. So if that's still up there, then oh, I must have countered. But sometimes it even looks like I didn't counter, but I apparently countered because my combo's still going, but it looks like I got my ass punched, but I don't know. So yeah, I kind of wish the game was just the arcade mode, but the arcade mode seems to be pretty short, so that's probably why it wouldn't be. Though if they didn't waste time with the campaign, they could have made that much longer. Or they could have just, you know, made a much better camera. And of course, I don't understand or know or what or why the friggin' counter system is so messed up. But then, speaking of counter systems, and speaking of Batman, which I mentioned earlier, I did finally start up Batman Arkham Origins. Origins. Is your name Jim? Origami? Origins. Maybe I've been drinking too much gin. I'm slurring my words. Can't talk. I'm wasted. No, I'm not. Or could I? Did you hear that again? I was gonna say, or could I be? But then I said, or am I? So I was like, or can I? Yeah. It's high quality stuff right here. But I played, I don't know, probably an hour and a half or something. And I'm not really liking it. I don't think it's a bad game, but I'm not in the mood to just play more Batman because it does not feel different at all from Arkham City. And I need something new and fresh and exciting in my life because there's too many games I'm playing now that are just boring the hell out of me, that aren't exciting me or just feel like more of the same. And I want something new and refreshing. And Batman Arkham Origins is definitely not that. But it seems to be a fine Batman game, I guess. You know, it doesn't seem like they broke anything. It's just more of the same, nothing really particularly new. The first boss fight with Killer Croc was awful. It was stupid, not fun, super easy, boring, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see where the story goes. But yeah, nothing really of note to say about the game. I did finish the second episode of The Wolf Among Us, and that one was it was fine. It was just felt more like, okay, let's have a bunch of things that kind of progress the story a bit, but no action or anything too exciting. There are plenty of moments where you could punch things, punch people and stuff, but since I'm playing my I forgot his name now. It's not Bilbo. This isn't fucking The Hobbit. It's not Baggins. What is it? It's something like that. Whatever. The wolf. The whatever. Big bad wolf. Me. Whoever my name is. Whatever my name is. Whoever my name is. What the shit is wrong with me? Yeah. Bibsy? No, it's not Bibsy. That's an awful name. He'd kill me if I called him Bibsy. But yeah, since I'm playing him as a, I don't want to say pacifist, but just trying to, you know, turn his act around and not be so crazy and destroy everyone and just kill, kill, kill. I avoided punching at every situation. So even like the final, like when you finish it, they show you like these certain key moments and what people did. I was pretty shocked by how many people did one thing at the end in like the final part. And maybe that would have changed. Like, I don't know how many people played it by that time, but I was surprised that I was in the minority. It's like 17. I was of like 17% who didn't punch a person. And I was surprised by that, but okay. But yeah, I guess this could be spoilery, but one of my assumptions did come true. So, and I don't think that was really that surprising, but yeah, it's it is Bigby. So it's sort of like, no, it's not like Bilbo at all. Maybe a little bit Bigby Wolf. But yeah, it's good. I like it. I'm still way more interested. I'm enjoying it a lot more than I did with The Walking Dead. I mean, if you didn't like The Walking Dead because of the gameplay, don't even waste your time giving this a shot, because that is not different at all. I would say that there aren't as many situations where you sort of have to really quickly move your cursor to a place and press. I mean, there are some of those situations, but it's not as much of that. And there hasn't been a situation where you are shooting zombies by just moving over their head and like the most awful shooting scenes ever in a game. So that hasn't been in the game yet. So, but yeah, I'm enjoying it. I really hope the third episode does not take 4 months to come out, because that'll be annoying. But yeah, I've been enjoying The Wolf Among Us. And then other than that, I don't know. Playing Fairway Solitaire as always. Nothing of note there. There was a bug that was it was fixed for me like right away. It was not working anymore, but they officially fixed it in a patch like a week ago or so. I think the one thing that the game needs before they never have to update it ever again is just like a infinite mode or something. Just a thing where it'll always randomly make a hole for you, and you know, like a par 3 or whatever, right? Yeah, that's one. No, just like 3-hole course. I'm screwing up my terms, but just a 3-hole course that, you know, you pay whatever, 2,500 gold to play it, and then you can pay another 2,500 after that to play a new one, etc. Just, you know, you can keep going, but you have to pay. It's not going to be free or anything. That way, you know, people can, if they want to build up their trophy things and, you know, get up higher in the Game Center leaderboard and whatnot, they can do that, you know. And that might incentivize people to buy coin packs and stuff, you know, the golf bucks, so they can do that. And also just because, you know, I'm sure there were people who did exploit the bug, but I think one of the problems with the leaderboard system with a game like that is that, for the most part, you know, it's not really possible to have much fluctuation in the top of the leaderboard, just because, you know, it'll be pretty much the same if all these people have, you know, played every single daily courses, played them all, and just 3-starred them all, got all the trophies, because then there's no way to, you know, they'd all have the same amount. Of course, there are some people who have way more, which I don't know if those are employees. I can't remember if I was told or not, or just like people who hacked it or something, but there are like a few. But also, you know, with the bug, I'm sure it's all different now. I didn't exploit it because I don't have time to just sit around and exploit a bug, as much as I love the game. But yeah, I think if they ever implemented some kind of system like that, where it had a randomly generating course pack or whatever that you just paid for, and then you could pay for a new one and just keep doing that over and over again, I think that'd be great. Also, you know, since I have so many golf bucks saved up, I think I'm like at 3.6 or 7 million. I kind of want to use them, and I'm not going to buy, you know, irons and stuff like that. I don't need to waste my golf bucks on those. But yeah, Fairway Solitaire, great as always. I mean, what else do I need to say about that game? Nothing. But other than that, nothing really too exciting game-wise to note. I finally got my copy of Dungeon Roll. I haven't played it yet, so I'm looking forward to trying that out. I did pick up another really cheap, just simple dice game because I like the stupid dice game. I can't remember exactly what the name of it. It's basically bowling dice or whatever. You get 10 dice and you roll them. They have pins on them, blank, a blank side, spares, and then I think two of them have the strikes, the X's. So you basically roll. You have two rolls, just like in bowling. You have two balls, just like men who have two balls as well, unless some crazy accident happened. Just like what's his name, one of the two guys who was in While You Were Sleeping. He only had one ball. It might have been Peter Gallagher. I think his character had one ball, and it might have been from a tennis accident. Or no, I think he got stabbed in one of his balls with a pencil. Why I remember that, I don't know. This is not a bad movie. It had Sandra Bullock. She's nice. And Bill Pullman, he's nice. He stopped the Independence Apocalypse Day thing, right? This is the day where we something our independence much more. He said it with a lot more fire, and it's a lot more motivational than how I just said it. But yeah, aliens bad, go away. Shoo, shoo, get out of here. What the hell was I talking about? Something. How'd I get there? Where was I? Please, someone. I need someone to help me. Where was I? Fairway Solitaire to some other game, to something. I didn't move on to other games yet, right? Who am I talking to? No one. This is garbage. This is the worst. So I'm not moving on. I'm not ending the show. I'm not moving on to. I want to talk about a TV show, but I'm not going to do it yet because I want to get back to whatever the hell I was talking about. Sandra Bullock, balls, balls. Okay, balls had something. There was something strong about balls. There was definitely a significant ball thing, and there were two balls. Something with two balls, two balls, two balls. Bowling. Okay, so it was like bowling dice. So. You have your two throws. First throw, you roll a dice, and if the side up is a pin, then you're gonna put those to the side. You're gonna roll those again because that's basically means that pin's still standing. If it's a blank side, that's a pin being knocked down. If it's a spare side, if it has a little it's not dash. What the hell is it? Fucking not hyphen. Why can't I think of the name of that thing now? Use it all thing. HTTP colon slash slash the slash. Jesus fucking Christ. God almighty. So you have your spare, which is the slash. Those count as pins down as well on the first roll. And of course, if you get the axe, the strike, that's just an automatic strike since there are only two in there. It's not. I thought it was going to be really common when I played it. Because me and the person I was playing with, we both got them our first time, but it wasn't that common. Spares are the hardest thing to get. We never got one spare. So basically, you count all that up. So you have your pins down, which are the blank ones, your pins up with the pins, and then et cetera, whatever. Your second roll, you roll those. You roll just the ones that are face up, just the ones that are pins face up, and then your second roll. If you get a strike and X, that counts as a pin down. Of course, if you get a blank one, that counts as a pin down. And if you get the spare on your second roll, then that just counts as an automatic spare, no matter what your other rolls are. So that's how it works. It comes with a pretty decent size sheet for scoring. I say that's the hardest thing if you're not a bowler. I'm not a bowler, so I was a bit confused. I was playing with a bowler, which helped me, but. Like the scoring in bowling, it's super annoying. And I think a lot of people, even bowlers, not, I don't want to say bowlers, but just people who do bowl, they could find it confusing since, we all use, well, I don't because bowling is stupid, but I like bowling games for whatever reason. I like the idea of bowling. I think bowling in practice in the real world is dumb. But yeah, since all the scoring systems are electronic. I think a lot of people, when they'd have to do it by hand, would probably need some help too. But the instructions tell you how to do it all. So it's a super simple game, easy to learn and play and do all that stuff. It was $6. I picked it up at Cat and Mouse, which I'd recommend if you're in Chicago checking it out. It's a small little shop, but it's really nice. They have a lot of different kinds of games. They have ones that are like, really in depth, deep, the hardcore, I guess you'd want to call it, and then casual and kids games and puzzles and a whole bunch of stuff. There's a lot of things in there for being such a small space. And also they have my favorite game, Coup, my favorite game so far, which, and they had more copies than I thought, so they had about, I think, four. So if you're looking for Coup, you can, of course, order online. Go to catandmouse.com. I think there's a dash or whatever between the N on both sides. I'm not sure. Just, but you can Google it. They do ship, at least to the States. So you can do that if you're looking for a copy of Coup, because I don't think it's that easy to find right now. I was told they are making another printing of it, but who knows when that will happen. But yeah, if you're in the area, it's right, like, I don't know, a few blocks away from the, I think, Western stop on the Blue Line. So it's easy to get to. And it's a nice little store. And it's always good to support your local stores. So do that. And that's pretty much it for today's show. I'm kind of lost in what I did. Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about a TV show. Whatever. I watched like the pilot episode of Enlisted a few weeks ago, and I thought it was okay. Then I've been watching the rest of them, and I think it's a decent show. It's the army-based comedy on Fox, and it's not too bad. It's got a bit of heart to it, so I'd recommend checking it out. It's on Hulu. So yeah, that's a decent show, and I'm continuing to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine-Nine, Nine-Nine, just Brooklyn Nine-Nine. There's no third nine. You don't have three nines that you flip around and then 666 and everyone's a devil. None of that. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine, still really liking that show. Kind of gets better and better too. And I kind of almost am okay with it winning the Golden Globe now just because of how surprising it is. And New Girl continues to be crap. I guess Prince was okay on it, but whatever. I don't really care about Prince. So yeah. But I do like the fact that my favorite part about the whole Prince thing was the pancake stuff, but that's it. All right, that is it. That is officially it. I'm done. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Kuznets. You can find me on Twitter at Kush3, on Instagram mkush. And of course, go to pixelatedsausage.com for all the shit I do. Check out the other podcasts I do, pixelatedradio.com. And you can find links there for both this podcast and Pixelated Radio for iTunes, Zune, Stitcher Radio, RSS feed, and Twitter. And if you haven't already, it would be greatly, greatly appreciated if you would go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, even if you don't use iTunes, and then rate and review the show. Those rates and reviews, they really do help. So please do that. And I will give you a nice hug if I ever see you in person. And if you don't do that, I will never hug you. I will stay far away from you and spit in your guacamole, because everyone eats guacamole, and I'm gonna spit in it. No, I'm not. That's mean. I would never do that. But yeah, do all that. Don't spit in other people's guacamole. It's not nice. And then, of course, go to frontburner.net. That is frontburner without the E, dot net. FrontBurner.net. Check out the site. Register, do all that. It's a great little site. It's going to be expanding. More content, more things, not just video games. So do all that. Tell your friends about it. Get everyone to join. Do it. Just get them all to join. Force them, even if you have to. Tell them you will spit in their guacamole if they don't join. And they will definitely join because nobody wants people spitting in their guacamole. And then, of course, check out the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com, and that is a wrap. Can't believe it's already February, and it's already like the 10th of February. It's going by so fast. I feel like it's already going to be March soon. I kind of hope it goes by sooner, because I really just want to go to C2E2 again. I love C2E2. It was so great. I hope Poop Beard is there again. Poop Bird. Man, I should start Poop Beard. Also, there is a game that just went up, I think, pretty recently on Kickstarter. It's based out of Chicago, too, which is nice. But it's Poop the Game. I only kind of skimmed it, but it is a card game. And they basically said it's sort of like Uno and whatever. You have cards and you're pooping and stuff like that. So who doesn't love that? And it's... The early bird specials will probably be gone by this time. But, I mean, there's an early bird special for $8 to get the game. Then there's another one for $9. And then if you miss those, the regular price is going to be $10. So it's only a few extra bucks if you are interested in it. But, yeah, it could be fun. Who doesn't like poop? Everybody poops and everybody loves poop. So, yeah, check that out. I'm really fucking Kickstarter. All this poop. Poop, poop, poop. Everywhere is poop. All right, so that is definitely a wrap. Adios, everybody.
Adios. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I also watched Bad Grandpa. It was okay. Best scene was when Johnny Knoxville was at a stripper's bar for ladies' night, and he had his, you know, he's in his whole old man get up and everything. And then he stripped, and he had his saggy balls that were, like, sagging a foot down. And then he, like, spanked one of the male strippers in his ass with his balls sack. Which, that really freaked out the stripper. And then he got the hell out of there, because I think at that point he was likely to get his ass beat. But, yeah, that was good. That was fun. It was an okay movie. Kind of just jumped around. I didn't feel like, I mean... Of course, they were going for a narrative, but it felt more jumpy than that. But it was nice. And the whole scene at the end with the little kid beauty pageant thing was good and funny. It's also disgusting. I can't see how parents do that to their kids. I think it's awful. But yeah, that is really the end now. So I hope everyone has a great day, what's left of it. And a great week. I hope y'all enjoyed the Lego movie. I haven't seen it yet. Don't tell me about it or I'll punch you in the mouth. Okay. Goodbye, everyone.